Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
There's a sense of grief. It's a sense of loss. It's almost like a vicarious trauma.
Now at 6, anger pouring out into Bay Area streets in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to take away abortion rights. And thousands show up to the 30th annual San Francisco Dyke March to celebrate the lesbian community.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's having a good time. I'm popping my whistle. We're all high-fiving.
Everybody's being themselves. That's what it's about. Exactly.
Good morning. It is Sunday, June 26th. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Dan Hall.
Going to be a replay of yesterday, Devin, and that means it's going to be hot if you're inland. But if you're anywhere near the bay, look how we're starting out. Pretty gray with the clouds filling in, pretty much obscuring the towers of the Bay Bridge. We're all in the mid-50s now, with the exception of San Jose, which is at 60 degrees. That was a gray start for San Jose behind me there a moment ago. And for daytime highs, low 90s in general inland, mid-70s in the bay. Of course, if we pick out a few more specifics, we'll go to 96 for Livermore today. So a little bit warmer for those inland valleys of the East Bay. 93 in Santa Rosa, low to mid-80s for the East Bay shoreline from Oakland's 81 to Fremont's 88. And we'll top out in the low 70s in the city. I'll be back with the rest of the full forecast in a few minutes. For now, back to you.
Anger, outrage, and activism, that was the scene in cities across the country. The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade has galvanized advocates for reproductive rights, and scenes like these played out across the Bay Area. Demonstrators in San Francisco tell KPIX's Don Lin that they want to channel their anger into action.
A lot of demonstrators say they're fed up with a bunch of old white men in power telling them what they can or cannot do with their bodies. They say it's time to organize and fight back. Among the many young people chanting near San Francisco City Hall is this Oakland family.
To protest what I think is probably the most unjust ruling of my generation.
Tanya Mayo brought her partner and her four kids, ages 9, 11, 13, and 15.
There's a sense of grief. It's a sense of loss. It's almost like a vicarious trauma.
Tanya says the Supreme Court is rolling back 50 years of abortion rights. She worries for her 11-year-old daughter.
We have to come out, and we have to continue to come out, because I will not allow my young woman to grow up where she has less choices and less freedoms than the generation before her.
Her kids say they learned valuable lessons at the march that can't be taught in classrooms.
People could grow up in fear, because the guns have more rights than women have.
My parents got to grow up and they got to have the choice to have an abortion. And then I have my sister here who's not going to have that choice.
The March for Abortion Rights started in front of the federal building and courthouse in San Francisco Saturday evening. Some are protesting for the first time.
It says bans off our bodies. I think this should be a decision between women and their doctor. I don't think the government should be involved whatsoever.
My choice!
Some people at the Pride celebration joined the march as a few hundred demonstrators made their way to City Hall and down Market Street.
We need to use our voices. I think our voices are very powerful and we need to speak our minds.
My choice!
Tanya says today they speak up and protest. Tomorrow they vote.
And we've got to go to the ballot boxes and we've got to cast a vote to make sure that we continuously put people back in office who are going to represent the voice and the choice of the people.
We are not your incubators!
In San Francisco.
Rise up for abortion rights!
I'm Dahl Lin, KPIX 5.
We say pro-choice!
Thousands also rallied at San Jose City Hall and marched towards Plaza de Cesar Chavez. There was a mix of young and older protesters in that crowd, and some of them remember fighting for reproductive rights decades ago.
When we fought, and we fought hard, and we had those rights, we assumed that was going to be forever. It was accepted by the Supreme Court.
Those are just some of the rallies taking place across the Bay Area since Friday's Supreme Court decision. Now, to stay up to date with the latest on Roe v. Wade and what comes next, on our website at kpix.com and streaming on CBS News Bay Area.
Hope, love, pride. Presented by Waymo.
Castro Merchants held a fun, family-friendly Pride block party. The celebration at Dancing Queens. Colorful performers on stilts. There were arts and crafts booths and a petting zoo. Parents say it was both a celebration and a welcome distraction.
It's a heavy weekend and heavy news, and it feels like extra important to celebrate.
It felt especially important and especially meaningful to just be around community.
The San Francisco Dyke March returned to the Castro, marking its 30th anniversary. Thousands turned out to celebrate unity and the lesbian community. KPIX5's Betty Yu has more.
We're at Dolores Park, and it's a very popular spot. As you can see, it is difficult to even find an open space on the grass. People came out to celebrate Pride weekend and also to check out the Dyke March.
The Dyke March roared through the Mission once again. The crowd cheered on several bikers as they kicked off the 30th annual event. Thousands more danced and enjoyed Dolores Park after a quiet two-year break.
I'm so excited. I waited 2 years to wear this bustier, so I'm so happy. I come out here every year.
It just means a lot to be able to celebrate Pride again after so many years, you know, of not having this opportunity. It's like an amazing to bring our kids for the first time, and you know, it's just fun and is a great way to like show them our pride, and you know, hopefully we pass on this tradition.
But the bikes, the dykes on the bikes is very symbolic because it seems for us that we have a book at home that we'll be reading to the kids. It just means a lot for us as lesbians, the community.
The Wakefields say to them, dykes on bikes represent powerful women. Some marchers also took the opportunity to voice their support for abortion rights. Donna DeMeo signed read, "Abort the Court."
Sorry, but it's just ridiculous that we're going back 50 years.
People also reflected on what Friday's Supreme Court ruling meant for the next generation.
It just feels like it's now is the great time to do it, you know, and to really make sure we're educating our kids about the, you know, the issues that are really important, you know, for everyone, but also for our family now.
In San Francisco, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
Today, San Francisco's Pride Parade is returning for the first time since the start of the pandemic. That parade starts at 10:30 a.m. at Market and Beale Streets, and police will be deploying more uniformed and plainclothes officers to keep everyone at that celebration safe.
I think there's parts of the Castro that are always going to stay the same. I think it's a place where people come to celebrate and to protest and to be who they are. But at the same time, things are going to change, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad.
The neighborhood is a symbol of gay freedom, but like the city itself, the Castro is changing it again. KPIX5's Wilson Walker looks at how the Castro is evolving through the eyes of someone who saw it all happen.
But if you look, you just see a whole different thing from what the 80s were. And it was kind of a leftover of the hippies. They even have a Volkswagen in this picture.
In the small plaza that honors Harvey Milk, Harry Edward Brough can look back on the time when his search for a home landed him in San Francisco, and he knew what was unfolding in this neighborhood would change everything.
And let them understand what our civil rights are.
I mean, you can go anywhere in the world, literally anywhere in the world, and talk about the Castro and San Francisco, and they know what you're talking about.
I have to be there to open up for the dialogue for this.
Almost as quickly as the neighborhood became a global symbol, tragedy followed, an assassination and an epidemic.
There's no way to describe that change that happened during the 80s.
It must be odd, you know, to have the neighborhood literally change out from underneath you, you know. It still is an LGBTQ neighborhood, right? But it's not necessarily for the people that live in this neighborhood, it's the people that come to this neighborhood.
Brian Springfield is leading the effort to redesign Harvey Milk Plaza into a space that honors the legacy and better connects with the site's role as a community gathering space. And that is one thing that has not changed in the past 50 years.
And I think you are seeing the Castro becoming more gentrified, more mixed than it was before.
This neighborhood is changing, and sometimes things can change more than is good, you know?
All the change is an endless source of conversation and often debate,
But there are also countless efforts to keep this neighborhood connected to its past. The Castro is itself history.
Now a lot of LGBTQ people that come to the Castro don't necessarily live here, but they still consider it their home and their safe space, you know, be their authentic selves. And that's what we need, because there's work to be done.
I kind of see it, it's like I'm not opposed to straight people, but I do feel a sadness in seeing more and more heterosexual couples come in and become gentrification of the Castro. But also I realize that gay people don't have to come here anymore, because of what we did in the 70s. It was big. It was major.
Harry likes to stop puzzled-looking tourists and answer questions about this neighborhood's incredible history. And as for its future,
it's going to be what it is. Just like that's what it was then. It was what it is. It wasn't that in the 60s. You know, it became, there was a moment in time, one moment in time, where we got together. We said no more of what was. We're only going to have what is and what's going to be.
If you want to learn a little bit more about what they're doing at Market and Castro, the area is outfitted with QR codes. So just grab your phone, come by, and you can see the latest vision for what they would like to do at this plaza. We are here in San Francisco. Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
And be sure to join us for a live Pride special starting this morning at 10 on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area.